Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I want to praise you and thank you and worship you for the Word of God, for the day, for the beauty of this, for the privilege that is mine to be your son, to know you as my Lord and my God and my Savior, my healer, my deliverer, my provider, my all in all. Lord, today as the Word goes out, I bless it, ask you to bless it. I ask you to anoint it as it goes out so that people will get a hold of the Word of God, learn who they are, and realize they can do what the Word of God says so they can learn how to walk in power, where they can learn how to get their prayers answered, where they can learn how to reign and rule with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and God of Gods. Now, Lord, bless the Word as it goes out today in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Amen. Now then, we left off yesterday with some of the things you have to do or to refuse. After some of the things you have to give up to walk in the anointing or to walk with God or to see Him answer your prayers. Now then, in Hebrews, we're going to go to another verse here, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. It says, "Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written to me, to do thy will, O God. To do thy will, O God." Now then, think about what that's saying. I have come to do your will, Lord, to lay down my life just as the Scripture says that it should be done. Jesus said it was all about Him that He come to do the will of the Father. Well, He sends us to do the same thing. So if you want to walk in the anointing of God, you will have to learn to lay down your life for Jesus. Because if you will lay down your life for Him, even willing to give your life truly to walk in the anointing, if you'll totally die to self and live unto Christ, He will do great and mighty things, and He will use you in a mighty way. I mean, get to a point where you don't care what people say about you. You don't care if they say you're the religious fanatic. Don't care if they say you're that guy that always says, "Praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus." If you're always praising, you're always worshiping, you're always loving the Lord, you never use any foul talk, you never talk evil about no one, you never hold no grudges about nobody, you go to church every time the door is open, you're always happy, you're the hardest working man or woman in your workplace, and they don't understand you. Well, just let them know you're doing everything you do under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you're really not working for them. You're working for God. He's going to be the one that's going to give you your reward. Because Colossians 3:23 clearly says that. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as unto the Lord and not unto man. Because the Lord's the one that's going to give you your final reward. So whatever you do, come to do the will of the Father. And that's to lead people to Jesus. That's to tell people about Jesus. That's to walk as Jesus walked. And that means to walk under the anointing. And that means to see your prayers answered, to see people get saved, healed, and delivered. And if you'll walk in obedience to the Word, you will see God do those things in your life. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now I'm going to take you to another verse to show you some of the things that Paul told us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, what we must give up and if we really want to walk with the Lord and see Him do great and mighty things. I've learned that the requirements are pretty stringent. They're pretty stiff. But the Word of God, it gives us all these instructions. So Paul said in Philippians 3:8, he said, in the King James Bible, he says, "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss." Not a few things. All things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, listen to what he's saying. He said, yes, everything in this world is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord. I have put aside everything else, everything, counting it worth less than nothing in order that I can have Christ. Now, that's what I want. I don't want no holes or nothing of the world. You see somebody drive down the road, they've spent their whole life work saving to buy a new car, and they put a sign on the back bumper that says, "This car protected by Smith & Wesson." I mean, don't you dare touch my car or I'm going to hurt you. Well, that's not Christ-like at all. You know, not Christ-like at all. you know, if that car is going to control you, you don't need that car. You need something else. You know, if you're going to let something become your God, then you need to walk or ride a bicycle. You don't need it. He gets you an old car, something that you don't have to make as your God, but something that's just transportation. Now, if you can buy that brand new car, drive it down the road for the glory of God, and not make it your God, well, then praise the Lord. But Paul tells us here, yes, everything else is worthless. Everything, not a few things. Everything, everything is absolutely worthless when I compare them with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Now, to know Christ Jesus, when you really get a hold of what you can do in the name of Jesus, when you really get a hold of that, you'll begin to understand what he's talking about here. You can do great and mighty things. He said, I have put aside all, everything in this world, counting it worth less than nothing in order that I can have Christ. Now, when you have Christ, if you put everything aside and you walk in obedience to the Word and you do what the Word of God says, then he will bless your socks off as you work in the world. In other words, if you don't make the world your God, but you'll make Jesus your God, you'll make the Word of God your God, because Jesus and the Word are one. As you read the Word, study the Word, make the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father your dwelling place, and you dwell in them, you will learn that you don't have to put up with the devil. In other words, you will give no place to the devil. The devil cannot come and attack you. If you're walking in obedience to the Word, the Lord himself will keep your enemy away from you because you're walking in obedience to the Word. So if you get rid of everything else and you just put Jesus first, you wake up every morning praising the King, thanking him. Oh, Father, I worship you and praise you and thank you. Oh, Jesus, how I praise you. Holy Spirit, how I praise you and worship you. How I thank you all that you are God, and that you're in me. And walk up to that mirror every day and look in it and say, Lord, look at that thing in that mirror. Praise God. That thing by itself's not much. But with Christ in me, the hope of glory, and this was a mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, according to Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I'm not ever alone in this flesh anymore, but I'm a believer in Jesus. So Christ, Jesus Christ is in me, and the Holy Ghost is in me. So there's not anything we can't do. That's why Paul could say in Philippians 3:13, he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Nothing is impossible with me. Because Paul believed these mighty things. Now then, when you get to where you believe the Word of God will become such a great and awesome thing. As Paul's saying, as he goes on down, he says there, if by any means I might, in fact, in verse 8, he says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I was apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And then in verse 15 it said, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God should reveal even this unto you. In other words, it's amazing that Paul had the privilege to go to the throne of grace, the third heaven. He said he had been to the third heaven. He didn't understand that, whether he was in the body or in the spirit, but he was in the spirit. I'm telling you, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You just can't go there. So it was in the spirit. And he went up there in the spirit, and he walked through heaven, and he saw great and mighty things that he can't even tell you about. But he did tell you some of the wonderful things. So when he came back to the earth, knowing what he had saw in the third heaven, I mean, this guy is on fire for Jesus. Whenever these things become a revelation to you, you will become on fire for Jesus. And when you get a hold of this, and you learn how to pray, and you wake up in the morning praising the King, worshiping him, It don't make any difference what the devil's done to you yesterday, last week, or last year, or 10 years ago. You're going to count all that as worthless, as nothing. And you're going to look forward to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and you're going to say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit and power today. Use me mightily. Use me to bring somebody into the kingdom. Use me to get somebody healed. Use me to cast that devil out of somebody. Let me see your mighty power work through my life. And if you'll begin to talk to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I want to be used of you for your glory. Let me tell you, he will use you. He will put you out there on the battlefront. You may not like some of the battles, but that's okay. You'll sure like the victories, I guarantee. And if you don't doubt, you'll win them. I mean, I can think of so many times in my life where I have been confronted with the enemy, and I've stood my ground on the Word, and I've seen the Lord do great and awesome and mighty things, not only for me, but for many other people. And just give you an example. Last year in March, I was down at Louisiana teaching in a little Assembly of God church down there, and there was a man, I think it was an Assembly of God, I don't even remember. But anyway, it was a little church. Maybe it's a non-denominational church. But anyway, a nice little church. And there wasn't a lot of people there, 50 or 60 or 70. A small church. And they brought a man there that a tree had fell across a tractor and crushed both of his legs. Doctor said he has never walk again on them two legs with both them knees crushed. He'd been down for 21 months, not able to walk. I laid hands on that man and prayed for him and quoted John 14:13-14 and asked the Father in the name of Jesus, according to those two verses, to do a miracle on that man's legs and to heal those knees and make them perfect where he could get up and run and play. I said, now, Father, thank you for doing it. I said, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 1:20 that all of his promises to his obedient children are yes and amen. I said, brother, do you believe that? He said, I do. I said, well, praise God. I said, let's take those braces you got on your legs that are trying to hold them straight. Let's take them off and throw them away, and let's stand up and walk and run and play in the name of Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That man said, okay. He pulled those big old loose britches legs up. He unstrapped all that stuff he had on them legs trying to hold them straight and throwed them down on the floor. He bent them knees. I took his hand and said, rise and walk in the name of Jesus. The man stood up. When he did, he said, oh, it hurts. I said, I know it's going to hurt. The devil's going to make it hurt. I said, don't believe that beast. The Word of God says you're healed. I said, now walk in Jesus' name. I give him a jerk and he took a step. I give him a little more jerk. He took a second and then a third. I said, you're on your own. You can walk. Praise God. Get after it. And he started walking. He walked around the podium 3 times, kind of slowly. He got faster and faster, and then he broke and ran to the back of the church, all the way to the back and front, screaming, God is awesome. Well, I went back down there the other day, 9 months later. The man's still totally, completely healed, still running and playing. Praise God. The same day, I laid hands on a woman that had lupus and Parkinson's. She was healed of both of those. The King of the universe healed her just because I did what Mark 16:17-18 says, cast a devil out and lay hands on the sick, and he'll do it. And Jesus does. So whatever you do, believe God this week and have a blessed week in Jesus' mighty name.